This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house is my co-host, Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. We appreciate you joining us on this day of remembrance. 9/11, 20 years ago today. So, I heard a statement. Remembering all the lives lost in the terrorist attacks here on our soil here in the United States. One of those things, unfortunately.
Well, it's one of those, it's been 10 years now, and hopefully...
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years, sorry.
It's been 20 years. Hopefully we never see that happen again, but...
No, we don't ever want to see that happen again.
Our hearts and souls go out to, the surviving family members. So many people were affected by this. So many people knew someone or had a family member or something. So definitely a day of remembrance for sure. The tragedy that was bestowed upon us in 2001. Somebody made a statement the other day that a third of the people living right now in the United States are living right now in the world or whatever, are too young to remember this happening.
A third?
Yeah, probably. Because...
I guess it's 20 years. I guess you're right.
Yeah, Zach, my son, was 8 years old when it happened, so he'd remember. But anybody that, I would say anybody that's probably 3 to 4 years younger than him at the age of 4 has no remembrance of this because they wouldn't... Wouldn't be something that you would pay, at 4 years old, you're watching Gumby or whatever you watched on TV. Barney, the purple dinosaur. So you weren't, you definitely weren't paying attention to world events.
No.
So I guess that's probably a true statement without question. So very interesting. Very interesting. Brandon, do you remember when this happened?
I was in first grade, if I remember right.
You probably don't remember.
All I do remember is it was recess time, and I was only there for 5 minutes, and then we got quickly called in, and then all of our parents just quickly grabbed us from school, and my mother was scared to death during that day. But that's, I can barely remember after that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you're how old, 24?
I'm 25.
25, okay. So, yeah.
So I would have been 6 or 5 years old.
You've probably been 5 years old, yeah. Yep, right around there. So that makes sense then. I believe that. But it's just that the number when they mentioned it was like, I was like, oh, whoa. Well, anyway, thoughts and prayers to everybody, as far as struggling with, obviously still 20 years later, but man, something really hard to for all of us to deal with and get over, and family members, obviously, and people that had people close to them. But I'm glad we have this day of celebration, and here we are. So we appreciate you joining us on this day, and just make sure and take a few moments and give some thoughts to what it means and the people that then went, of course, and all the soldiers and brethren that had given their lives, not only here to help protect people when that happened and try to get people out, but also overseas to go after the folks that did this to us, obviously. So there's been a lot of people's lives affected by this, and just remembrance for sure for all the great heroes, fallen heroes that we have. Anyway, you can give us a call here this morning, though, about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170 as we're talking automotive this morning. What are we talking about today? Let's see. Oh, problems that your car can diagnose by itself, or can it? I'm thinking not, but we'll see. How does your car communicate with you, Kevin? Actually, a little flag comes out and smacks you in the head, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It just tells you.
It just tells you? It does? Tells you what's wrong with it?
Yep. You got to listen sometimes. It's like listening to your body.
You have to be a car whisperer to listen, though. So finding some problems a car can diagnose on its own is actually a lot harder to pin down than you might think. Now we're firmly in the 21st century. A better question might be, what problems can't a car diagnose for itself? Or vehicle? Cars, vehicles, trucks, all that. Other reasonable question, if my car knows so dang much, why isn't it as cool as Kit? Remember Kit?
Kit was awesome.
Knight Rider. Yeah. Another thing that a lot of young 20% of the, or a third of the people in the nation don't remember, probably. Are cars actually our robot overlords? Nah. Cars today are surrounded by sensors. They're in the engine, the tires, the reservoirs, the windshield, the electrical seat. I mean, your car will break for you now these days if you have a new car and you almost run into the back of somebody, as long as you have the collision avoidance turned on. If your friend turns it off and you forget.
You know what I like about new cars? I like the new automatic headlights. And I mean, the bright light.
On, off.
Because that way you don't forget to turn them off. You're not blinding everybody when you accidentally forget to turn them off, something like that.
Speaking of that, as you know, I just took a road trip up to Idaho.
Right.
And did a ride up there. This new Ranger, it has all that on
it,
right? But even when it's on low lights, everybody keeps flashing me.
Because they are bright. The headlights are bright these days.
Extreme. So then I flash them back with the brights. Like,
click, click.
Donk, night, daytime. So please stop flashing me. You know, a good way to tell, and I can tell when people are coming, is if they, like, I always run the low beams with the driving lights on. When the high beams come on, the driving lights go off.
Yes.
So if a guy's got his driving lights on, he's got his low beams on because they automatically shut off. The driving lights do when you turn the high beams on. So stop flashing me if I have my driving lights on.
Honestly, though, even with driving lights shouldn't bother you anyways because normally they should be pointed down.
No, it's not. That's not. I'm just saying that's an indicator to tell that somebody doesn't have their high beams
right,
on.
Right, right, right.
So, so if those are on too, driving lights are on with the headlights, then it's the headlights aren't on high beams. So calm yourself down, okay? Mm-hmm. Calm down. I'm telling you, I got flashed a lot, especially on some of those roads in lower Idaho and upper Nevada, just two lane, and it's dark as heck like out there, you know? But the truck automatically, I mean, even a glimmer a little ways away, it shuts off the high beams and turns on the driving lights and the low beams, uh-huh. Right? So, but still, people come up on you and flash, so then I start being like, flash back.
And then sorry, I had to get
Just kidding.
See, my problem is I get blinded every night when I try to go home.
There you go.
I live in a rural place, so almost everybody cuts through there don't know the place. Of course, you know, my cars are normally older with the old headlights, and but I know the road really well. Mm-hmm. People cut through there, they all want to have their brights on.
Well, it's easier to see with the lights on.
I know that, but like, they're blinding me. Glad you can see.
I apologize for the concerns that come with your driving. No. But anyway, so yes, you are right. That is one of the great features now. You can turn the headlights on automatic. Your car will automatically go to high beam. That is really nice. You
it
don't have
sweet.
To turn them off. Then it goes back down to low beam when it picks up any light coming. It's very sweet. And it makes also what it does is prevents people that are not good at doing more than one thing. One more thing they don't have to worry about. The car automatically does it for them.
Well, this day and age, there's so many cars on the road anyways. It's better to be paying attention to the road than it is to be paying attention to turning your lights on and off. And you know what I mean? So,
true statement.
Besides that, there's so many functions on a car anymore. You get into a car. I mean, especially, like, if you have never driven one of those cars and you're not familiar, you know, like, because GM systems are kind of the same, Ford's, you know, kind of the same. But if you get into another car and you're not used to that system, then you're looking everywhere for the switch just to do the defrost or whatever. So
German cars do it for me. The little weird signals they put on the different switches. Like, I'm like, okay.
Where did they?
What does that mean?
Well,
I got to push the button just to find out.
Well, then they all like to put it in their spot or wherever they like to, you know, because European is different than American cars the way they.
My buddy Ron has a an S550 Mercedes,
uh-huh.
And the back seat, the switches do. I mean, I know what they all do, but He was like, I don't understand how this thing works, because you push the switch one way and those black screens come up. You
know, yeah, yeah, keep the sun out of there.
Yeah, you push it another way, the window goes down. You push a different one and that thing's got a whole glass roof, so like half the glass roof will open up and let sun in the back seat. I mean, and you push another button and the screen goes up in the back window. It's very, there's a lot of buttons on that.
That's my point, though. You get a car like that, it's got so many options. Now you need to hire somebody just to run the options for you.
Excuse me, can I hire a millennial to sit in the back seat and push the buttons, please?
Exactly.
Well, there's so they do now, when you purchase a new car, usually a young guy will come out and go run through the systems with you. And that's one of the things that, although we as techs get very familiar with the new stuff in cars, when somebody purchases a new car, they actually have a special position at the dealer. It's a person that knows all the technology, so they can sit with the person and be like, okay, I'm going to show you how your car works, all right? Well, and all honesty, because there's just like I have from I got a Ford app on my truck for my truck that's on my phone. He's all, dude, I'll show you. And why we sat there, I downloaded the app and I set it all up.
It probably helps you run through a lot of that stuff, doesn't it?
No. It actually interacts with my truck. So like from here right now, if I was like anywhere in the world, like as long as I have cell service, oh, I forgot to lock my truck. I just go, lock, and the thing goes around. It goes locked.
It's kind of like the door ring and stuff like that, where you can unlock your front door from anywhere.
Kind of the same thing. So like if I was let's say I'm halfway across the world, let's say I'm in Fiji or something, and Zach calls and says, hey, I left something in your truck, can you unlock it for me? I could, it's unlocked, go ahead, and then let me know when you're done. Okay, I'm done, it's locked again. How you like that stuff? There's all kinds of things you can do with it.
You know what I think is cool is Tesla. I heard on some of the newer Teslas that you can actually walk out of a restaurant and call your car to you.
Oh, so
from a phone app.
You've never seen that?
No, I haven't. I'm like, I don't want to see it, and this is why I don't want to see it, because I could get used to that. So I don't think I want that function, dude.
Well, you actually have to, like, it'll drive to, it's the creepiest thing. So there was a guy at the gym and he's like, let me show you. And I was like, okay. So he's like, the car drives right up to the front. It drives really slow.
No, I know. It's not going to hurt anybody. Well, it's like creep mode.
Yeah, until it goes wrong.
What was that movie back in the 70s? It was one of those old scary movies where the car had a mind of its own. I can't think of the name of the movie now.
Oh, literally the car.
Yeah, I think it was the car.
And there's also
what was the Cadillac one?
It's the Stephen King one too. There.
Yeah, there was the Cadillac one that the Cadillac, like, it wasn't called the car.
Christine.
That's right.
Oh yeah, that's right. The car.
Like you put it in the crusher, and then when you let go of the crusher, it still like comes back out and.
Yeah, and that was before major technology. I'm just wondering, like, if the car, like, watching that happen, you're right. So it creeps up there and then opens the door for you and you can climb in. So, but what happens when that goes haywire?
I don't know, but I got to tell you this, because the 2004 Silverado we had the OnStar on it. So it's a little bit different. I can call OnStar and have them unlock the truck, though.
Correct.
So I haven't had any issues with that. So, I mean, if you're going to, what happens if things go haywire?
Well, no, but I'm talking about nobody's in your car. Come on, we've seen enough things go weird on a car. How many times have we seen electronic throttle stick on a car?
It happens.
So you call your car to come to you. It starts to drive slowly. The throttle goes wide open. And people are running and screaming.
You know what I do? I throw my phone in the opposite direction and run. You know the old thing? It's not that you have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun your friend.
Not good. Not good. Not good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. We're talking about some cool stuff today. Cars, can they diagnose themselves? The new technology for sure. Give us a call here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line. line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, as we're doing Auto Talk on this Day of Remembrance.
You know what?
9/11, 20 years ago.
Well, this is a good thing, because people can spend the day with their families on a Saturday, hopefully.
Actually, it was kind of good that it fell on this day. I fully on a Saturday. I agree with you on that.
I have mixed emotions on days like this, because, you know.
Well, I'll tell you why it was nice. Most the news stations yesterday did a flashback, a Day of Remembrance yesterday, which is a great tribute. But it's not on this day of. So then now they're just really covering the ceremonies that they're having, you know, and not. So it really was kind of a nice way to have this fall as far as that goes.
I know, and this totally sucks what happened to us. And sometimes I'm just like, and you know what? It needs to be remembered. I get all that. But some days I'm like, I don't want to remember it. You know what I mean? I know it's got to be remembered, because this is something that history, we have to keep us moving in the right direction. We have to remember the bad things. But sometimes you just don't want to remember the bad things, you know?
You want to try to keep them from repeating. That's the most important part.
That's why I have mixed emotions on it, you know? So
I totally get that, because on the one hand, it unified like our country entirely. Like, we didn't even argue, like, we need to stop this immediately. And at the same time, it's such a tragic event at the same time.
So. Exactly.
We need some more of that unification right now. Trust me.
Yes, we do.
Anyway. All right, folks. I do appreciate you joining us today on this, once again, 9/11. Always a very important day in our history in the past 20 years. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 28 years, taking care of folks up in North County. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 8 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks for over 4 years now. And our last location that was added, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right here in the Golden Triangle, AAA approved and STAR certified for SMOG, taking care of folks for over 2 years at that location. All of us at the West Automotive Group, our employees, and myself come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. We're here to help you. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. And you can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, or any diagnosis on your vehicle. If you're having a vehicle drivability problem, transmission problem, whatever it may be, get in and let our experts, our master technicians, diagnose it for you. The best money ever spent is on a quality diagnosis at a qualified facility by a certified technician. Get the right answer. It saves you money in the long run, for sure. No question about it. You can also, we have shuttle rides to or from work or home, etc. We'll get you back home or to work, and we'll get you picked up when we're done. We also offer low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. Go to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can make appointments, see what we're all about. You can also follow us from there on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, where we put out different little tweets and Facebook things and all car-related good stuff. So go to westautomotivegroup.com for that. Like I said, you can also make appointments, etc., for all four locations. You can also click on the Auto Man, where you can go on the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5. You can check those out posted there on our YouTube channel right from westautomotivegroup.com. You can also go to our Auto Talk Radio segments, which you're listening to now is Auto Talk Radio. From there, it takes you right to our page. All the podcasts are all the shows are podcasted and posted right there. So good stuff. You can check them out by just going to westautomotivegroup.com and go to there. You can also download our podcast anytime from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All of those you can go to get our podcast. As far as that goes, you can also get the app and you can listen anywhere you go. Just remember, it's the Answer San Diego 1170 you go to, and you can just listen from there. So live if you like. Anyway, all good to go. You can get all of that or just go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can get it from there. Give us a call this morning at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Or you can also email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, moving on now, talking about technology of cars. Let's grab Jim in El Cajon real quick. Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Jim. Good
morning. How are you today?
We're doing amazing. How about you, my friend?
Well, just got questions.
All right, let's see if we can answer them for you.
Well, let's see. Well, 2 weeks now. I was going to call you last week. I tried to call you last week, and something happened, and I didn't get to it.
Gotcha.
Anyways, it was 2 weeks ago Friday. I was riding down U.S. 95 out of Blythe at about 70 miles an hour, and all my yellow lights came on, my dash.
Okay.
And I said, uh-oh. So I stopped at Vidal Junction. You know where that is or not.
Yes.
And they said, well, the closest place is Parker. I said, okay. So I got in and started a couple times, and it didn't do anything, and I started going to there, and they all turned off again. So I just wondered, what is it, something in there that decided to reset, or did they just all burn out?
No. So you're driving down the road, and when you say yellow lights, do you know exactly what lights turned on? Or?
Well, it was the... I had no tire. I mean, my tire... Lights
tire
on,
pressure light.
Brake, no brakes. It was, I think, about six of them.
Really?
I can't remember all of them.
Yeah.
The gas pump didn't come on.
Gotcha.
you know what? As hot as it's been out lately, he could have been having a battery problem. The battery overheated.
Yeah. I was just going to say charging system battery glitch could cause those lights to come on and then go back off. Have they come on since then?
No. Hmm. And it's been hotter yet. And I came back from, I was going to Laughlin, so I got there, and they didn't come back on coming back.
Nice.
It was still pretty hot, so well, I don't know.
Well, it's possible that you could had a bad. The easiest way to do that is just a simple battery test on the battery just to see where she's at. It's a 2019 car. I'm sure it's the original Honda battery in it, correct?
Yeah. Okay. It's only got, I've only got... I think 15,000 miles on it.
Yeah, no, the mileage on the battery don't really matter. It's kind of time for those, and to be honest with you, the OEM batteries, that's one of the things that they only warranty for a year when they sell you a brand new car, because they call that it's a wearable item is what they call it. Just like brake pads are wearable items, you know, on a car, they're not under warranty, except for a short period of time. So I'm not saying that's absolutely what it was, you know, but, it is possible. Kevin is right. The battery could just get in a situation, where it's having a voltage issue, and cause that, you know, another thing is we could, the car could be scanned if, you know, if the ABS lights and things like that come on, it would have set a code possibly. So, in one of the modules. So if you scan the vehicle, you can figure it out. Now that car's under warranty. So, you know, I would probably, you know, if take it in, let them know what happened and ask them, say, hey, can you guys do a scan on this just to see? And they might come. It might be all those systems picked up low voltage codes, which is what makes it explains like why a bunch of different lights came on for different systems. Because if those modules pick up low voltage codes, they will set a code.
OK.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, okay. Being
as old as I am.
No worries. Hey, but that's probably what I would do. A Honda of El Cajon right there, you get call them, get it into them, and they will do that for you. There's no charge for that. So You know, I would just let them know what happened, get it in, have them check it, and ask them, say, can you guys do a scan on this car? Because, once again, they might find low voltage codes as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your other question?
I come to your place for service.
Gotcha.
Whenever. I mean, it's so in between anymore because, you know, 5,000 miles, and I don't even drive 5,000.
You don't drive a whole lot. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, if you wanted to stop by there also, Chris and them, can you run the Interstate battery checker on your battery for you?
Yeah, okay.
Just to see what it's at, and there's no charge for that. So yeah, if you want to swing in there and ask them, Sherman or Chris up at the front, just tell them spoke to me and that I said to run the Interstate battery checker on just to see how it comes out, and it'll do a little printout for you just to see what the battery's looking like. That's probably a great idea too.
Yeah, okay. And then the other thing is I got to wait in your waiting room for all these things to happen. Mm-hmm. Need a TV set in there.
I need a TV set in there. I'll work on that, I promise.
I live farther away than they'll drive me.
How far? Where do you live? Out in Hamul?
No, Flint Springs.
Oh, gotcha. Well, now that we have a newer lot attendant, they might even run out. How far is Flint Springs out from where we're at in El Cajon?
I think about 11 miles.
Oh, they'll run you out that far. They should. If they won't, you tell them I'll yell at them. now that you told me that, I'm going to yell at them anyway on Monday, just for fun. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I haven't had the occasion to do that except one time.
I understand, Jim. I'm just messing around. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I understand.
But we do go 11 miles if you need sir. But it sounds like to me you come in for a pretty simple oil change. Your car has very low mileage, so it's an oil change, air the tires, and just put a good eye on everything real quick and top off the fluids, and you're down the road. So
But sometimes it takes couple hours. That's the thing.
With the inspection on, I get you for sure.
Well, not the inspection, but you know, because where I'm at in line and all that stuff.
Oh, I understand.
And whatever. Anyway, I'm not complaining. I just
I got you. I'm gonna work on the TV thing though, because I want you to be happy, Jim.
or that or a magazine.
Okay.
Something.
But if you want to stop in and they can run that, Sherman can come out and run the Interstate battery thing. You shouldn't be there more than 15 minutes, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's pretty easy. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being a listener, Jim, and you have a safe, wonderful weekend.
All right. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care now. Bye. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That was a great question Jim had on a newer car.
Yeah,
for sure.
Now, see, that's not really, when you're talking about fixing itself, it didn't really fix itself. It's just like even a cell phone, you know, when the battery gets a little overheated.
Yeah, cars don't fix themselves. We know that.
Well, no, but the cell phone, even you have to put it down and cool it down before it'll, because a cell phone's a computer, battery, whatever. Batteries do get hot. So, and they do monitor the battery a lot more than they used to, like in a 1970s car, obviously. They do monitor battery temperature now. They monitored, you know, all kinds of stuff because they don't want it overcharging the battery. They don't want it.
Correct. I agree. All right, folks, give us a call. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We're going to take our last break here real quick, and we'll be right back after these messages to answer your questions.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to joining us with Auto Talk Radio on this day of remembrance. 2011.
Yes.
2001, I'm sorry. 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a bad day. You know, it was just kind of a weird day for me. I remember, you know, and I just remember because back then I didn't see no TV or nothing when I got up in the morning because everybody was still in bed, all my kids and everything. So when I left that morning and I was driving to work, I was like, why isn't anybody on the road? I hadn't even turned on my radio yet in my car.
Well, that was the thing. And I remember we just were getting ready to leave for work. Zach just getting him done eating breakfast, and me and him getting ready to pile in the truck as we used to from La Mesa to drive to Escondido. That's where we were on 9th Avenue. No, were we?
No.
We're up at, we were where we're at now.
Like 4 years.
Yep.
Because 97.
Right. Yeah, 97 we moved up to Otter Parkway.
So it was like 3 years, 4 years later.
Yep, but I was still living in La Mesa.
Yes.
When this happened, I think. 2001.
No, you were living in La Mesa because right after that is when you moved.
Yeah, I was going to say because it was October when I moved to Escondido in 2001.
Because I had just moved up north.
Mm-hmm. No, we weren't driving
the weekend
anymore.
Before.
Yeah.
Or it was that weekend that
I
moved.
That was a long time ago, huh?
It was that weekend I moved because I had 3 day weekends to move myself, and then I was on my way back to work when.
Yeah, I remember. But it was early in the morning for us here on the West Coast. Obviously, it was later in the morning on the East Coast when that happened. Anyway, just data, some remembrance and good stuff. Here at the end, we're also going to play a little tribute song to the memory of, 9/11 and for all the folks out there, because it is a day that we definitely want to remember and take some souls in.
Right.
Anyway, but today, right now, you can call and join us if you want to speak about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Also want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need a battery for your vehicle, hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in. We'll get an Interstate battery installed in your vehicle. Why? Because it is a technician's number one choice worldwide when it comes to automotive batteries, for sure. If you need a battery for any other need, they also have the highest quality batteries for that. You can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa and 70th in University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Go get you one. So we don't stock or sell anything else at the West Automotive Group. So good stuff.
Yes.
Now we're talking about vehicles and tracking their own health. Vehicles of all kinds can keep track of their own health. Kinda. The problem often comes when you try to communicate their information with the driver, like a cranky baby who cries no matter what is wrong.
What was that again?
The car's like a cranky baby who cries no matter what is wrong.
When you have a bad wheel bearing or something, or a knocking engine, or
what. From an ingrown fingernail to a hantavirus, cars light up with a service engine light soon dashboard for every problem from a loose gas cap to an engine that's about to implode or explode. That's a good point. That's true. So check engine light can come on for about 4.7 billion different things. So anyway.
That's what I was thinking of. How many codes are just – because there's global codes and then there's – you know what I'm saying? There's manufacturer codes, and then there's...
Now, there is so many...
There's A, B, C codes.
Well, and some people are like, what does this code mean? Like, you're supposed to remember them all. Like,
I mean, the only ones you really remember, like, we all know a 421 has got to do with exhaust, or, you know what I mean?
Catalyst efficiency. 300 codes have to do with misfires. We know that, so...
But that's a federal thing. That's because they said that they had to be in this...
That's global OBD2. Yes. Yeah, those are not manufacturer-specific codes whatsoever.
Them are global codes, though. Yeah. That's why I was saying you got global codes, manufactured codes, you got generic codes,
Now they have even more global codes that I don't know what they all mean. You know, the normal ones, we know what they mean. I mean, a lot of them, you know, so... but, yeah, anyway, one of those things. All right, let's grab Alan in La Mesa real quick. He's got a Mercury Grand Marquis question. What's going on, Alan?
Well, I do have a Mercury Grand Marquis. It's got 186,000 miles on it.
Barely broke in.
Well, yeah, barely broke in. That's what I believe that, okay? So I have a transmission issue. What's going on? It seems to shift fine from first, second, third, fourth, et cetera. But when it goes to downshift, it seems like it sticks. I have to wait. If I go to accelerate, it'll slip before it downshifts.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking that it may be a transmission fluid problem, basically being worn out. But, you know, that's my thought. And
when
I do 95% of the work on this car myself.
Gotcha. When was the last time the transmission was serviced?
185,000 miles ago.
Oh, no. Well, the fluid, yeah, it does help to keep it changed out on those stuff. Like, but that doesn't mean that's what it is. I mean, there's so many different things. That transmission for downshifting takes all its input from the throttle position sensor,
speed sensors,
do all that. So if you're getting a glitch in there, it can do weird things. We've seen valve bodies neutralized. Could also be just having a valve body problem itself. So there's a lot of different things that can be, but the best way is to obviously get it checked out. I mean, you know, just to figure out what's going on there with it. So
I just didn't know whether I know that the fluid can create issues like that.
Sure.
If it's worn out, basically, I mean, in that many miles, I have replaced the throttle positioning sensor.
Okay.
It did help, but it wasn't I think it was a Dorman brand throttle positioning sensor. But anyhow, that was probably 30,000, 40,000 miles ago.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, there's a lot of different things that can, and you're right. Fluid can be an issue, with one of the solenoids or kickdown valve in the valve body could be an issue. So there's a couple things there that could cause that. We do a lot of testing and diagnosing on those.
Okay, I originally noticed that it was happening when it was going from overdrive down to third.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, and when I turned off the overdrive, the problem stopped.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. And there's also that's the 4R70W in that, or 4R70E. So it's probably, it also has the little servos that start to get hardened up and have issues in those, right?
Yeah, and the servo in the case starts to wear out because it uses the overdrive servo as the third gear servo.
So it could be something like that. You know, there's so many different things, but our CertiCare checkout, we do relatively inexpensively and start from there and just figure out, are we having a transmission problem or do we have some external going on, such as electronically? And that's the best way to go, to be honest with you, Alan.
Okay, so where's your closest shop to me in La Mesa?
You're in the middle, so either El Cajon out on 844 North Johnson or Balboa, 8027 Balboa Avenue. So depending on, probably El Cajon's probably the closest to you, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's right down the street.
Yep.
844 North Johnson. That is, I'm going to say that's going to be south of the Fletcher Parkway.
Just about, not very far. It's between Chase Bank and Burger King right there. But yes, just a quarter of a block south.
I know exactly where you're at.
Yep.
I know exactly where you're at.
And Chris is the...
I need to make an appointment, I take it.
Yeah, you can go to westautomotivegroup.com or give them a call, whichever. Yeah, and they'll get you all set up.
Okay, perfect. I thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Alan. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So, great transmission questions.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you get a little wear here and there, then you get little problems here and there. And it does get to a thing where things do get worn out. I mean, and honestly, automatic transmissions were built for comfort. Don't get me wrong. If you drive them right, but there's a lot of rubber. There's a lot of things going on automatic transmissions. You got rubber seals. You got valve body bores. You got
gears going around in circles.
So there, one and thing is, because it's hydraulic controlled, if you have a leak in one of those circuits, finding the leak can be hard in the first place. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. So it is going to go bad sooner or later. The rubber's going to get hard, or the clutch plates are going to, you know, start losing their fiber from just old age. And
we know from diagnosing a transmission, though, when certain things go, then we go and look at what's applied or not applied inside a transmission. Yes. That's how we figure out, like, this is where the problem's at. So anyway, it's by use of information, being a qualified technician, knowing what's going on inside that bad boy to figure out what's causing the problem.
Yes.
Let's grab Anthony in Ally Gardens. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning. Are you there, Anthony? Uh-oh. I think we lost Anthony.
Yep.
He had a question for a 2019 Tahoe question. Anthony, give us a call back.
Hey.
Oh, you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can hear you now.
All right. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. We're doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Blessed. I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. What you got going on with your Tahoe?
So I got a 2019 Tahoe. It's a four-wheel drive. It's my wife's car. So I'm looking at replacing the front strut assemblies.
Okay.
And online they're called quick struts. So I ordered a set of quick struts, and they're kind of like a OME. They're nothing crazy. I just want to get them replaced.
How many miles are on your Tahoe?
50.
Okay. What's the reason you're replacing the struts?
So it's a little bouncy up front. And when I first got the car, it wasn't new to me. I'm the second owner.
Uh-huh.
I thought inside one of the strut cones that are in there, I saw some fluid.
Yeah. Good reason.
It's been a little bouncy ever since I got it. I figured I would do it when I do all the tires and everything. So
sure. Good idea.
Ordered the parts and everything. My question is, while I'm in there, I'd like to put in a leveling kit, one of those like 2-inch leveling kits. I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Well, the leveling kits, because they make the back of the truck higher, because supposedly you're going to tow with it. So the leveling kits are normally just blocks, or they shim it just so you level the whole truck out. So the front and the front and rear bumper are the same levels.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Is the back, does that car not set level, or are you planning on towing with it?
Well, there's a little bit of a rake to it, and I'm not really planning on towing with it, so.
But if you want to level it out, yes, those do work, and that there's nothing wrong with that. You are going to want to, after you do that and the struts and the leveling kit, you do need to have it aligned, though, for sure.
Yes, absolutely, sure.
Okay.
And then my second question to that is, I've watched a couple of videos on that strut replacement, and like, you know, one guy takes it out without doing anything to it other than dropping the vehicle and jacking it up, right? And another guy says, "Oh, you got to pull off the tie rod ends and ball joint." And I'm like, okay, what is what?
So
it looks pretty straightforward.
If you do quick struts on that, and just clarification for everybody listening. I'm sure you know, but quick struts come with new springs and everything. They're all ready to install on that vehicle, right, Kevin?
I'm assuming so, because I was making sure that we were thinking the same thing too.
Yeah. So the quick strut should have the spring, the strut top, all that's together. Fairly, that's a way easier job than trying to replace the strut cartridge itself, where you need a compressor, spring compressor, and all that stuff. And it's also a lot safer if you're not, because you never want to take that top nut off of a strut without the spring being compressed. Otherwise, it'll take your head off. If you're in there, well, it can be dangerous. So as long as you remove the right components, there's three smaller bolts on the top of those that remove this off the vehicle housing, and then the bottom you need to remove, obviously, off the spindle. You should not have to remove the ball joint or tie rod end or any of that. Are going to want to support the vehicle, obviously, underneath the frame on a jack stand. So as far as that goes, to get all the weight off the vehicle. But yeah, as long as it's a quick strut, do not remove that center bolt that's on the top of those, though. That's where everything comes apart. And you don't need to do that with a quick strut, because it comes out. And you sound like an intelligent guy. Just look at the strut, the new one, and you can determine very quickly what to remove and what not to remove to get it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, cool, man. That answers my question.
Hey, if you have any more questions, let us know. But sounds like you're on the right track, and Yeah, good. Yeah, get her done.
All right, buddy. Thank you, guys. And you guys have a blessed weekend, okay?
You do the same. Be safe out there, okay? Take care. Thanks for listening.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. So, good question. Good question.
That's what I did on my truck, because my truck, the 2500, I leveled the front. But okay. I did mine by just using the torsion bars. I raised the front torsion bars.
You can do it that way, too, yeah.
And then I, because my thought was, if I want
to... I don't know if the 2019 has torsion bars, though. Does it?
It may not. With the coil springs, it doesn't have torsion bars. Yeah. That's why I was saying use the aluminum blocks. It'll level it. He'll
yeah.
be good.
Yeah.
You know what? Even with the towing thing, the thing with mine, I thought if I was ever going to tow anything that big anyways, I should have airbags on it anyway, so I wasn't worried about it. It just looked cooler level than it did.
Yeah. All good. All good. Let's grab Frank in Chula Vista. You got a battery question. What's up, Frank?
Hi, good afternoon or good morning. I guess depending on where
good
we're
afternoon.
At.
It's only 7. It's like 7:52.
Yeah, but when you're retired, you can make it anytime you want.
Hey, listen, guys, I'll try to be quick here. I got two battery questions. One, sure. I got that plug-in Nero that I bought here going on 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, we don't use the gas much. Does that automatically charge the battery when you're running it?
Yep.
Because... I wasn't sure on the electric mode if it was actually charging the battery.
Yep. Charges everything up.
Okay. All right, that's good. Now, on the truck, mm-hmm. I haven't used it for the last 2 weeks. I was out with the car, so the wife decides to go to the pharmacy and pick up some medicine, mm-hmm. and she tries to start the truck, and it's dead.
Oh, no.
Should I put a tender on that?
You know, it's going to set for more than a week on cars. I usually recommend keep a tender on that. But you're asking, can you put a tender on it to bring it up to charge?
Oh, it's already up to charge now. I did put the tender on it, just let it sit. You know?
Okay, good. Because sometimes if it's dead enough, the battery's too dead, a tender won't bring it back up. They're just not made for that.
They don't have the amps.
It must have not been totally dead, but yeah. So I would...
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay.
About 11, a little under 11, but needless to say, a diesel you need. Yeah, I got two batteries. You need to start the darn thing.
Exactly. So, but I love those tenders, and the reason why is they'll turn on when it needs to bring up the voltage, and they turn off on their own. They got a little circuit in them, so and it knows how to read the voltage. So, anything that's not driven regularly, sitting for a couple weeks, it's always a great idea, Frank.
I wasn't sure if I should just disconnect the batteries or not. You know,
you could do that too, but they're still going to start to lose. They're still going to start to lose a bit of surface charge because the batteries don't like setting. So if it's going to set for a while, I had a car like that during COVID that I just put a tender and left it on. That way it was all good to go every time. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, my friend.
Good to talk to you guys.
Good
you guys
to hear from you.
Weekend.
Yeah, it was nice hearing from you, Frank.
Right. You do the same. Take care, buddy.
I'm doing 10 miles a day now.
Ooh, right. Yeah, way past that COVID thing now, aren't we?
But I'm trying to get rid of that COVID fat.
COVID fat. All right, we're on your team. Keep going, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care, bye. Frank. Bye-bye. All right, folks. It was awesome.
That's the thing about battery. Even a battery sitting on a shelf will start to lose its... I mean, with nothing connected to it, it'll start to lose its thing.
Exactly. It will for sure. There is no question about it. So, hey, what a great show this week, man. For sure. We appreciate everybody joining in and all that. I'm not sure. We're down to about a minute, right? Yeah. Mark, I apologize. We're not going to be able to squeeze you in here. We do want to, you know, you can either email me autotalk@West Automotive Group, call back next Saturday, or give me a shout or one of my guys a shout at the shop during the week. We're happy to help you out. But running out of time here, and we do want to play a little tribute song here at the end, so we're going to sneak it in just a moment. How much time we got, Brendan? All right. San Diego and everybody out there, we appreciate you joining in. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up until next Saturday when we come back. You got anything to say, Kevin?
You know what? Have a wonderful weekend, and just got to bless all the people, the families that had, you know, this day is, I'm getting goosebumps right now or chills because, you know, this day does mean a lot. So that's why I have mixed emotions on this whole. I do believe all these people needed to be, and it does, but it just sucks having to go through it again. You know what I mean?
Well, we're just remembered and paying tribute. So
I know. And believe me, it's all great. I mean, it's all good stuff. You know what I mean? But
take care. This has been Auto Talk Radio. Till next Saturday.
people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. Say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? They took all the footage off my TV, said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell, we had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten?
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.